you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Before we start today's show, head over to podcastmerch.com and grab a brand new limited edition Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or hoodie. We're doing the cartoon parodies for the month of April. They're only going to be available for the month of April. If you guys want to grab them, do it now. These are collector's items. This is history, baby boys. Be a part of history right now and grab your brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirts and hoodies at podcastmerch.com. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, the point guard of podcasting, the king of things, back in studio with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
And I believe we've decided the pork rind of podcasting.
Oh, the pork rind of podcasting. I love you, Zachy.
I love you too, man. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. What a fucking day we have. What a show we have planned. Two incredible returning guests. Ladies and gentlemen, does he not have a... Sean, you don't have a podcast?
I'm not very good at podcasting. I don't know why you guys keep having me on.
No, you're a liar. That was a reverse psychology thing that he's doing. That's why he's so good. Now everyone's going, no, he's fucking great.
That's right. It's me, the pussy hound, the podcast.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
The date rapist, the podcast.
No way. Oh shit. Reverse psychology gone too far.
Sean Patton's here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, man? I'm doing well. There it is. Kaboom.
Fucking loud, girls. Maybe we do a mic check and a sound check next time. Also, very happy to have back on the show. You guys know her from the Two Black Guys with Good Credit podcast. Are you still doing that podcast?
They don't know me from that, but yeah.
They don't know you from that.
They know me from Race Wars. They know me
Race
from
Wars.
This podcast and dating you.
Yes, and my ex-girlfriend, who I love with all my heart, one of the coolest and sweetest people in the world, and a hilarious comedian, Karen Margolis, is back on the show.
What's up, guys?
You guys used to date?
Oh, looking good.
Yeah.
For like a sec, yeah.
Oh, you guys just
whoa, 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 whoa. No. I mean, oh my God, I know. Shocking.
I actually, I did not know that. And then you said that the other night.
I know, we started talking about the stand.
But
as he tried to finger you, you were like, no, Louis will be mad.
Louis has been here, yeah.
Wait, are you really?
Go smell Louis's fingers next time.
Well, I was smelling my own fingers. I was like, it was Louis, you know, right?
Why? You go, it's musky.
It is musky. It smells like rattlesnake.
No, I'll say right now to the audience and everyone wondering, not musky. This girl, fucking clean as a whistle.
Aren't I, though? Thank you for telling them. Oh, we're
still
getting real
loud.
Ass right away. It's
still too loud.
Two black
obsessively,
guys
obsessively clean.
Yeah, I'm a multiple shower a day.
This girl, it was too much. It was actually one of the reasons we didn't work out was the amount.
It was a problem. It's a lifestyle.
I would have to leave, like, if in order to leave the house, I would have to give her an hour's notice.
I think 2 hours.
For me, Zach, how do I leave?
I have to read a book. I have to shower. There's hair that processes.
Skin things.
You know, you can't just do skin and then go out the door. Skin is like.
I gave up on skin.
You can actually. You
gave up right away.
Skin's just meant to be. Okay, going out the door.
Louis needs to leave and have everything in the exact order of whatever's perfectly convenient for him.
Yeah.
And when you throw that off, the amount of times when they were together where I would be on stage and Louis would be like, sorry, we're just getting out of bed.
To be fair.
Right. I would get the stretch text.
To be fair, it takes two to be getting out of bed.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I've heard that excessive showering actually makes you smell worse.
It's not excessive. It's the appropriate amount of showering.
What's appropriate?
Twice a day, in my opinion.
Okay, twice so a day is there's a lot.
Morning, there's a morning shower for our showering purposes, right? For your standard shower. Morning,
what did you do in the evening?
And there's a nighttime shower.
What did you do in the evening?
To get, first of all,
to get the shame off.
So I can stop dishonoring my family. It's too, because first of all, you've got work puss from all day long, just running around. You want to like refresh yourself.
Let's say you're not banging. Let's say it's a night where you're not having sex with somebody, you're sleeping with another human being.
That's almost every night.
There's not a fat Luis J. Gomez or Kurt Metzger sweaty body next to you, right? You don't have just a
it's been 9 months of paradise for me. Yes.
Just a ball of fucking just slovenly men sweating on you. Let's say that's not happening in your life.
Okay.
A normal night.
You know this already.
You sleep in your clean bed, which is very, very clean.
It's clean because I shower before it.
What happens between shower at night and shower in morning where you're just lying in a clean bed?
I sweat a lot at night. And
apparently,
I feel uncomfortable. First of all, it feels like pathological. Like it feels weird, like a diagnosis. And then I don't like it. I've seen you. We're just built different. Like I've seen you come from like sweaty working out, like jujitsu. Come home.
He does come from that.
Come down. Come immediately. come down with a cold. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Wake up and then go about your business unshowered. Yeah. Like nothing happened.
I was sick.
We're different.
I was sick.
What
was I going to do?
We're different people. We live different lives.
She's naming a time. It's not I regularly do. You're naming a time.
I've heard this from every woman you've dated. The workout, come down with a cold.
Sleep.
Not shower.
Don't shower. I know. No. And can I get a little real ass? Is that okay?
You know what? Hold on. You're not. Ladies and gentlemen,
get it.
It's time to get real ass. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass.
Okay, I remember It's time to get real ass. This is too long of a setup for what I'm about to say.
I know, again. You gotta get real ass.
Okay, it's a little bit personal if you don't mind. So that.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not. Is real ass not. That's not the
no,
same
good.
As
get
real
ass.
Okay,
good.
I thought it meant like honest and real. It doesn't. Okay.
No.
It means.
You could. I lie all the time.
It means
and I'm
emotional.
Real ass dude.
It means violent and won't go to therapy.
Part of being real ass is lying from time to time.
Part of being real ass is getting ahead in life and getting what you want out of life, and you need to lie in order to
lie a little bit.
Tip for the audience. If you see either me or Lewis go to clap and then it cuts to a different shot, Karen got a little too real ass.
It's time to get real ass. Do not say anything about my dick size. Go.
How did you know? Anyway, no, for the record, it's fine. But I'll go on the record. But that morning, you're like, you came back. You're like, I had this crazy workout. And you go, I'm getting sick. And then you crashed. Okay. And I was like, no worries, of course. You know, do you? And then I went to sleep and then you woke up in the middle and you were like, get over here. Like in the morning. And I was like, babe.
I tried to bang.
I go, just take a shower.
But can I tell you
and you said to me, you go, are you telling me that you're less attracted to me when I'm sick and sweaty and haven't showered?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, just a tiny bit. Not like you as a human being. I love you.
If this is the difference between this, you did say this in the beginning. We are built differently. The difference between me, probably in most women, to be honest with you, like if she didn't shower and she came from a yoga class, I would want to lick the what would the
pheromone
diet, schmegma. Juice.
The schmegma. I would want to clean her like a baby with my tongue.
I hate that you guys this went with schmegma.
This is the way you're Jewish.
I was going to go with yoga juice, but
yoga juice is good.
I thought schmegma.
Yoga
was,
juice sounds healthy.
Yeah.
I know.
I thought schmegma was more specifically what
like
builds up under foreskin.
It is.
Oh,
it is specifically
I get my
no,
crotch.
But he said schmegma. That is Jewish yoga juice.
Okay. Right.
On a Jewish girl, that schmegma, like the shawarma.
I feel like mine's good though.
Shwastika.
I feel like
Schmarkle.
Schmutter. I feel like my schmuses are not that bad.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. But that's I understand. But I'm also not. My juices aren't good.
Zach, we should have banged so we could talk about each other's juices.
And we would never end, buddy.
just so many juices.
Zach is a never-ending juicer. He's just constantly creating juice.
Zach, same here, buddy.
Yeah. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. It's going to be a fucking incredible show.
No shit.
They already got fake nudes of Karen in the racist live chat.
Really?
That's
can
very
I
nice.
See?
Yeah, please pull them up as we do our plugs.
They're fake nudes?
They
can
do
I
this
just,
to every...
Can we just post real nudes? They're great.
Every female guests on the show, they make fake
nudes. And that's actually good.
That's
except
beautiful.
The left tit is way smaller than the right
and
tit.
And my lower lips are asymmetrical.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your vagina, why it has such
it's so flat.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. But you guys, not a bad job. And that
flat
is
flat vagina.
That is kind of, that is what I look like naked. I have
it is basically,
not?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I would like a nude, please. Someone dig up a Sean Patton nude, please.
Karen, what do you have to plug?
My podcast, Two Black Gods Good Credit, if you feel like it, is a really fun, awesome podcast if you need to get your shit together, as do I. And I am co-producing and hosting a show at The Stand Sunday, May 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. It's called The Audacity. I'm hosting it with my really good friend who's a funny, awesome chick, Amanda Gale. And we're donating all of our profits to Ukraine charity called Maya's Hope Ukraine Emergency Fund. They help disabled.
I wasn't even sure. I was going to find out if you were pro-Ukraine or pro-Russia. You don't even know what this girl
is. What is wrong with people?
She's Israeli. I have no idea. Well, you talk. Most of the people on the side of the Israeli-Pakistani whole thing. Hold on. Let me say this. If I had a guess.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the analogy. People that stand with Pakistan also stand Pakistan.
Pakistan. Very, very popular country.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. Finish the sentence, but it's wrong.
People that stand with Pakistan also stand with Ukraine. Very
Pakistan
likely.
Pakistan sounds like what Ralph's likely. Name should be, by the way. Uh-oh, Pakistan's here.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. First of all, the end of that sentence, I think, means I have done no research and spoken to no one. This is pure conjecture. Go ahead, Rattlesnake. Rattle me out.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
There's got to be a rattle.
Sean, what do you have to plug?
You can listen to my new podcast called The Schmegma Experts.
Oh, good.
Schmegsperts. And we're going to have an OnlyFans. We're going to have an OnlyFans page. We'll donate all Schmegma proceeds to buying Schmegma to send to Ukraine.
Yeah.
For them to get out
there's
of the situation.
Shortage.
Ours is for orphans and children and people, kids with special needs.
Schmegma for kids.
Special
you know,
needs
let
and
them
orphans
learn.
Kids
retarded
in Ukraine.
Ukrainian children.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to spend a Sunday night out.
A retarded
out.
Ukrainian child or a regular Ukrainian child, because of the language barrier and the cultural barrier,
yeah.
I would have no idea.
It's like borscht, you know? Some's got beets, some got beef. We'll see.
Are you saying their brains are cold soup?
You can. I'm at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival at the Secret Group, May 19th, 22nd. Go to my website, MeeshaunPad.com. Tons of tour dates in July through the rest of the year.
How's that going to go?
Sean just did my plug. I'm going to be at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival with Sean.
Yeah, sweet.
Secret Group, 19th through the 22nd, coming out.
Yeah, people should know. That's the same place we did Skankfest South.
Yeah.
So if you guys had a great time at Skankfest South, they're going to have a bunch of great comedians down to Come and Take It. Sure, they didn't invite me, but that's okay. That's okay.
I've heard it's hard to invite you.
It is hard to
invite. It's a terrifying thing to send you an invite.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Because I only answer in person whether it's good or bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
I start pounding on your door angrily, whether it's a positive, like I'm coming to do the festival or I'm not, and it's just too much.
Kind of hot.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. They invited me. They always invite me,
and
I
you
can
just
never
said
do
no.
it. Listen to me. Go support that. I got a lot of stuff coming up on the road. This Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, if you're watching live on Gas Digital, me and Zach Kamiko will be at Zany's in Chicago. Two shows. First show sold out. 9 o'clock show added. Come the fuck out, because that one will not be sold out, so make sure we at least get a bunch of tickets in there. The next weekend, me and Zach will be in Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, Providence, Rhode Island. Then May 12th, I'm going back to Los Angeles. We're doing The Depraved at the Comedy Store. The lineup is bonkers. We got Tim Dillon, Andrew Santino, Jamar Neighbors, Kim Congdon, Sam Tripoli, Jeff Ross, Jason Ellis. I mean, the lineup is fucking bonkers. You're not going to get a better lineup in the world, much less in Los Angeles. Come out to that. That will sell out. Tickets are on sale now. Those tickets are going to go very, very fast, so grab those. Then I will be going down to Texas, Fort Worth, Dallas. I'll be in Ontario, California, San Diego, California. Me and Aaron Berg are kicking off our tour in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave, July 4th weekend. Lots of other stuff coming up, including Soul Joel's tickets. Soul Joel's tickets just went on sale as well. Kansas City, Missouri for the first time. I'll be in Albany this summer. Me and Aaron are going everywhere, though, so grab your tickets from lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for any of those shows and more. Everything's being added very, very shortly.
Can I Zany's mention one great, more thing that I forgot?
Please,
I'm not good at this. I'm going to be in Scranton this Thursday, April 28th. Comedy Night returns to Union Craft House, Main Street, Taylor, Pennsylvania. If you live in Scranton, which maybe some of you or none of you do, come hang out.
Some of them do. Come out. Go fucking support Karen Margolis. She rules. And then, yeah, subscribe to YesDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand libraries for all of the shows here on the network. And if you guys missed that on Skankfest tickets, we're doing a very limited release. We reconfigured some things. We looked at everything. We looked at the capacities. We're releasing a very limited amount more tickets on Tuesday, May 10th at 12 noon Eastern. Grab them at Skankfest.net. If you guys go and support Yo Kratom's, YoKratom.com, and sign up for their mailing list, they're going to give you a pre-sale link before that date. I'm not going to tell you when, but you're going to be able to buy them before that date if you go to YoKratom.com, an even more limited number of people at YoKratom.com.
All right. Wait, when you go to Scranton, is there like an office tour?
There better be. I think I'm getting paid in snacks.
I feel like that's like that. I didn't know there was a place called Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Didn't know that?
Oh, really?
It's a real place. It really does look like that, too. It's very flat.
It's just, the only thing I knew it as was I was in a play called Moon Over Buffalo in the 10th grade.
You were in a play in 10th grade.
What is that? I was in a play in the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th grade. I was in theater. Today, me and my son were singing musical theater in the car. We're doing karaoke. I was fucking crushing it. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah? 9,000, 21,200 minutes.
Yeah.
That shit?
Yeah, yeah, that shit.
The depths of Louis J. Gomez.
I was crushing it.
Yeah, why do you think we fell in love?
Yeah.
Musical theater.
I'm a big dork. I don't even know why I brought that up. I don't remember.
You said you had a
Scranton,
play.
Pennsylvania.
Scranton, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was in the play Moon Over Buffalo, and a line in the play, they were talking about how they were going to maybe move the... It was a play about actors in a playhouse in Buffalo, and they were talking about maybe moving to Scranton, which was just another shitty town. They were comparing it to Buffalo. So the only thing I've ever known about Scranton from the 10th grade on has been that it is a shitty town.
You know that you ever see the movie In Bruges?
In Bruges, no.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
It's a fucking dope-ass movie, Colin Farrell, it's great. But it's an actual town in Belgium, and I went there and my friend who I was with was like, don't talk about the movie In Bruges. Just don't be that asshole. And we got there, and everything was like, have you seen In Bruges?
They love it.
Which film right here? And you go to every hotel, they're like, and here is where they make scene of In Bruges. And you're like, okay, you're the assholes.
Yeah.
Making us feel like the assholes.
You could have had a great opening conversation point with everybody you met.
Bruges! And they'd have fucking laid out the red carpet.
They don't hate it. That's like coming to New York and talking about Sex and the City. Like, we low-key love it. You can tell who's a millennial.
That's also real. That's not what men love at all. What's a manly New York movie?
Taxi Driver.
What were you saying?
Ghostbusters.
That's not that manly. That's a cool one.
But that's a thing you can go see in New York.
What are New York movies? That's a mob movie. It's not about New York.
Remember the Will Smith zombie movie where he was like right on Washington Square Park?
Yeah, I am
legend. He has to eat his own dog or whatever.
No, he didn't eat him. He choked him out. My life in a week.
I know. You're unfortunate, dog.
The weirdest part about that movie was that Tower Records was closed. And they just wanted Tower Records back for the movie.
Really?
So they redid that tower.
No shit.
You remember the big one?
They shot it while I was at NYU. I remember it made me late to finals. They were like, you can't go. I was like, I don't think you understand about finals, sir.
Yeah.
NYU. I was at Columbia when they shot that.
I was just at my school, I guess. It's not a big deal.
I was at Tower Records, actually, when they shot that. I was hanging out outside smoking weed.
You're like, I'm 55 years old.
What record store did we first meet? Where did we see System of a Down?
That was at the Tower Records.
That was...
On West 4th. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it was. Yeah.
That was
me and Lewis were on the same line to meet System of a Down.
Yep.
Two days before September, the Thursday or Friday before September 11th.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the first time I did cocaine that night.
That was first time?
Yep.
After or before the day
the System of a Down album came out, which was the same day that we waited in line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which was, I believe, September 10th.
I was with a guy driving in the Colorado Rockies once, and we were listening to that album, and another guy was like, you know this is all about 9/11, right? And he started playing the song.
That was a very popular theory.
And
the dude
driving was such a fucking American. He took the CD out and threw it out the window. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Well, I mean, they do.
It's called being a patriot. Yeah.
The style of music is terrorist metal. Yeah. That's what it is. It's like it's just fucking. It's ISIS chants over a double bass drum. but fucking.
You remember when he drug all the mannequins into the record store? and would have conversations.
Yeah. I don't know why this is coming up so much. We've talked about I Am Legend
like three times
in the past week. It keeps coming up. This is a weird thing. I just watched it. I think it's because
Will Smith's been in the news.
Yeah, I can't watch any yelling thing with Will Smith without him.
I didn't tell
a single Will Smith joke, and I only had one, and it's not original, but I thought it was funny, and I never got to tell it.
What is it?
Okay, it's stupid. Okay, ready? Oh, yeah, rattle me out.
No, I rattle you in after you.
Oh, rattle me in. Oh, okay, we'll do it.
All right.
Okay. What? Ready? What do you tell a comedian with two black eyes?
What?
Nothing. Will Smith already told him twice.
It's terrible.
I know, but it's so good. Wait, no?
What do you tell a comedian with two black eyes?
What?
You need to break up with Kurt.
Oh, holy shit, Zach Amico. Zach was going to Zach think on that one.
See how I set you up for that?
Warriors is a great New York movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, the classic New York.
When I moved here, they go all over New York.
Mm-hmm. When I moved here, everyone was rollerblading with their leather fucking vests with their hand-stitched where's that gang?
Yeah.
With the hand-stitched leather vests.
Or there was the all-female gang, the Lizzies.
Were they the ones with the baseball bats? No.
No, those were the Baseball Furies.
Oh, sorry.
Is that real?
Yeah, you never saw Warriors?
Oh, it's a movie. Mm-mm.
Warriors is a great cult classic movie. There's a few movies that remind me of staying home from school, remind me of being a sick child. Warriors is one of them, and then the other one is The Witches.
Debbie Does Dallas. Oh.
Debbie Does Dallas. No, The Witches. The movie about the...
Witches?
The Witches.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
You know the movie. It's about witches.
That is a good plot.
They're called women, first of all. First of all, they are female humans. What movie about the witches?
It's called Witches.
Isn't that old one with like Bette Midler? And
are you thinking of Witches Hocus of Eastwick?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Hocus Pocus.
What was The Witches? I don't know.
Angelica Houston was in it.
I loved it.
It was.
It really traumatized me as a kid watching that.
Yeah, and Roald Dahl, this is another thing about this fucking guy.
Roald Dahl?
Yeah. Is it a guy? It might even be a girl. I don't even know.
No, it's like he's like.
It's them.
it's a figment of its own imagination.
Is it like Dr. Seuss? Is it a corporation? Is Roald Dahl a person or is it a company?
Dr. Seuss is a PE teacher with a
Roald Dahl is a brand.
Doctorate.
Roald Dahl is a fucking
it's a brand.
Who knows, dude? Roald Dahl is a fucking team of Jews working in conjunction.
It's three Jews in a hip-hop group.
But dude, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, don't you remember this movie being British?
Roald Dahl wrote that?
Roald Dahl wrote that.
I do that.
Don't you remember it being British?
I mean, the movie, it was like an amorphous, like, everywhere land.
That's where fucking the Chocolate Factory was.
Was Charlie British?
No, dude, but I remember.
But Veruca was.
Yeah, there was one British bitch that was a German.
Was she British or is it that just that wealthy accent?
I don't even know, dude.
And then there was...
No, I think she was actually British.
Absence of Jews.
And there was a Swedish kid who came in, the fat kid.
Mm-hmm.
But that I remember the movie being British.
You remember when it was like...
The Witches?
The Witches.
You remember The Witches being British?
I remember that whole movie being British, too. That movie is British. But the main kid is American, and he moves to England when his parents die.
That's right.
In the new one, the remake on Netflix, spoiler alert... He doesn't move to England. His parents died. He just moves with his black grandma. It's a whole other world.
Then he grows up and opens a podcast studio.
It's a
you either become Batman or you become a racist podcaster.
Roald Dahl threw some fucking dirty shit in, too.
Did he?
Yeah. Okay, so you know how when they lick the wall in Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they go, and the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries are clits.
No, they're dicks.
No, they're dicks, obviously.
Roald Dahl, in an earlier book, referred to dicks as a snozzberry.
Got it.
So it was like an Easter
egg.
Because
they're lumpy and long, and they taste heinous.
Okay, don't be an asshole. It was that one morning. It was one morning.
And
I didn't shower and I was sick.
Yeah.
And to be fair, then you did shower and then I did probably blew you.
Probably.
If history is an indication.
Christ almighty, Karen.
What
defines me as this dirty ogre who never bathes and is just
I'm saying I have a type. It's not about you.
I want to know. I want to read the snob.
You really do. Me and Kurt both look like two different giants in the Big Friendly Giant movie. You know, the other ones that are sleeping on the hills.
Plucked me out of my bedroom.
Pull up the Big Friendly Giant.
To blow a dream into my face.
Pull up the other giants that like sleep under the dirt on the hill.
And then pull up the most recent nude of me.
This is Karen's type. If you've ever want to see.
I also notice how Puerto Rican Kurt looks. every time Kurt
it's
Metzger.
Not even, it's not even Puerto Rican name. Puerto Rican. It's an it's a lurching ogre-y thing.
It's an oaf. Yeah, I go for oaves.
And oaves. is that the plural of oaf? Is oaves? Yes.
Oaves? Like an oaves of bread?
I've dated multiple oaves. I have to say, they're good points. They're tall.
Yeah, yeah, that was
strong.
A good one. She fucking killed it. Oaves.
What did that just say? What snake?
Gestel snake.
Because I'm the guest.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I got snaked out.
Gestel snake. You snaked out. Do you guys have?
There's no Exel snake. Don't we need to add that now?
Oh, what a cool
I
one.
Smashed that button too many times. Do you guys have the giants from?
Oh, the
Big Friendly Giants.
Do you mean the ones from the newer movie that they made?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think I'm talking
There's
about?
There's a couple movies in those also.
Get the fuck out of here. There's a couple movies. The new movie. That also gets weird. Did Roald Dahl write that one?
Look, there's Metzger right there. There's Lewis. The guy between
there's
them
me,
looks like
right,
me.
There's
Look,
me. There's
you're all the way on the right.
I'm there. Metzger's right there. The skinny one in between the two.
That's Ari.
Oh, that does look like Ari.
Ari's the tall one in the back. But
which one is my future ex-husband?
I mean, you want the big beastly alpha one in the middle, obviously.
Yeah, that middle
the big J one.
Who's all right? So then, who's the one all the way on the right?
I mean, the one on the right is me. It has my posture and my hair. Yeah. It literally looks like me.
Your exact scalp.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude!
Dumb
that's
Shrek.
My profile.
Oh my god, I've dated all of them.
This is a fucking Karen's exes. Did Roald Dahl also write this?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have
did.
No clue.
I shit you not. I shit you not. Yeah. I did not bring it up as a Roald Dahl reference. I was simply brought it up because I was bringing it up. Wow, dude. Wow.
That's
wild, dude. We're just fucking creating magic here. That's perfect podcasting is happening around us at all times. Just got to fucking pluck it out of the air, kids.
Is there a Roald Dahl issue of a Rolex?
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
R-O-A-L-D.
R-O-A-L-D.
I think there's an H in there.
There's an H in there.
No, it's the H
is
involved.
That's R-O-H-L.
It's because he's educated.
Yeah. What's NYU in the shooting the movie?
NYU in this corner.
Give me more facts about Roald Dahl. We're exploring Roald Dahl on today's show. Today's show...
about fantasy.
It's about fucking respecting legends. The legend that is Roald Dahl. Do we know what Roald Dahl looks like? Don't pull him up yet. I don't know. Do we know? Who is the other one? All right. So the guy who wrote...
James and the Giant Peach.
The Wishing
Tree. Also Roald
Dahl. That was also Roald Dahl.
The Wishing Tree? The Giving Tree.
No, that was somebody else.
The Giving Tree. The guy who wrote The Giving Tree, I mean, looks like Ralph. It looks like a child. It looks like a monster that's going to eat children. What's his name? Silver Spoon.
Sounds really hot.
Yeah, right?
You would be into him.
That sounds like what
you
I
would
like.
Be into
How
into
have
him?
I not dated Ralph? No, I'm kidding.
Honestly,
let's not be crazy.
It's Shel Silverstein.
Look at this fucking monster.
No.
Ralph.
Really? It's so fortunate that he became famous before we had Instagram or anything like that, because this would have been a problem.
Nobody's buying a child's book from this guy.
They didn't know. We didn't know back in the day. We had no way of knowing.
Kind of looks like Paul Verzey. Did anyone else see that?
Bring him up again. Can I read your kids a story?
Oh, my God. He looks like a terrorist.
That's awful.
I would cross the street if I saw him walking at me.
I would walk towards him so he'd put me in his next novel.
I would chase him with a fiery torch. I would get the other townspeople to join me.
Yeah.
And eventually we would get him back to the swamp.
There would be a pitchfork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you crazy? Yeah. He's a monster. He's going to murder children.
The pitchfork of podcasting.
The pitchfork of podcasting.
That's
right
me
here,
right
dog.
There, bro.
Listen to me. That's an ugly motherfucker. Can we see? Is there another? That here's the thing. That's the, also the best photo of him.
Because that's a photo. Is 8x10.
Doggy, they put this shit on the inside cover of the fucking Giving Tree. And you're like, why would you do this?
Why would you? That was by hashtag John and his camera.
No other fucking.
I mean, if I were
that's not bad.
That's
it was
far better.
It was contrast.
He got his eyebrows
before.
Fixed.
Yeah.
Stop mascaring his beard for 2 seconds.
That guy's out front right now of the studios. He's hanging out.
He's a Russian barber.
That guy just
fled from Ukraine. What are you talking about?
Doggy, no other author that I know of puts their headshot on the inside cover of a book. This motherfucker goes and throws the craziest photo of himself to scare children as they open up this book.
Well, that does look like the landlord version of you. It's like you just into tenement buildings.
Just say Jew, Patton. You can do it on this podcast.
That's a much better photo. He fixed
his
eyebrows.
That's an excellent photo. He's a handsome man.
Also, authors put their photo on the inside of their books all the time. You know that, right? You just don't read.
Do they?
Yeah. Yes. Every Stephen King book has him.
Every inside cover has it.
That's bonkers, though.
I'm going to write a book and just like put prosthetics on and like look mangled, just every appearance, makeup on.
But that's hot right now. People love a disfigured, with a beautiful soul.
This is the better photo. Why did he choose the one photo where it's
he looks like Raffy there. He looks happy. Yeah. That guy could read a kid a book.
Yeah.
Look, I don't mind this guy. All right, Shel Silverstein, what else did he write? He's a one-hit wonder, huh?
He wrote a bunch of
Natalie, stop
books.
With your fucking memories of childhood. You're making me sick right now. How'd you become such a lesbian if you had such a good childhood?
Yeah, he has the collection of poems that are like something the sidewalk.
Where the sidewalk ends, yeah. Thank My you. Dad used to read that to me all the time.
How did this happen? How did you go down the lesbian
My
path?
My parents were theater people. Maybe that's it.
Ah.
That's how you went down the lesbian path. You were in theater.
I do love you, pussy.
It's a prerequisite.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So, these are all his.
Oh, yeah.
None of these. None of them.
These don't ring a bell for you?
Giraffe and
falling
a half,
up doesn't ring a bell?
Yeah, falling up, definitely.
Come on.
Nope.
Yeah, I remember a lot of these.
These are classics.
Don't bump the glump.
It's about coke.
Yeah, but I'm about to say it sounds exactly. Yo,
don't
man,
bump
I want to go
the glump.
Let's go bump the glump, baby.
I have that tattooed on my hand.
Lewis
Gomez, don't bump the glump.
Don't let him bump the glump. Talk about yayo.
Oh yeah, you have it like on the meat between your thumbs.
Yeah,
don't bump. Oh, don't bump. You've been here before.
You got a keychain that says "Don't bump the glump." Like, fuck. I want to bump the glump. Playboys.
Where are you looking?
Yeah, I don't know any of these, dude.
2007?
All right.
Wait, is he still alive?
He wrote a book in 2007?
Maybe not.
2011 he wrote a book? Fuck off, doggy.
Those might be collections.
An Adult Evening of Shel Silverstein.
I don't know. I hate when children's people ruin it by being adult. Like having a whole private sexual life and do you know what I mean? Like having, having needs outside of
Harry Potter bitch. Well, Harry Potter bitch.
Yes.
What's her name?
J.K.
Rowling. J.K. Rowling's just like a fucking Nazi who hates trans people. It's the best. I love it.
Do you really think she's a Nazi who hates trans people?
No,
she's
but that's what they say, right?
Yeah, but that's not what that they're just
she's a third wave feminist
but trans exclusionary radical feminist that she's not she's just saying that she's just saying that people who have vaginas and identify as women are women. That was her point. She was
I completely agree with everything she says, but I think it's hilarious. Here's my thing about her.
Okay. Yeah, it's not her views that are funny. It's the trans people that have Harry Potter tattoos that are their super shame.
The whole thing is fucking up.
There's non-binary community that is living.
The greatest children's books of all time, right? Yeah. They're so good.
Now trans people all have a second thing they need to have removed. It's just funny.
All these dumb gays were like, oh, I'm a Hufflepuff, and now they have to live with that guilt, and it's so fucking hilarious. It is the fucking best, dude. They put a sorting hat on their head. They're like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah. Dude, when you go to Edinburgh, every fucking 15 feet, there's like, and here's where J.K. Rowling came up with the idea.
This is where she threw a rock at a trans child.
This is where she said vaginas are given by God. You know, whatever the fucking thing she said.
She's like, Dumbledore is gay, but he's a fucking man. Understand what that means. Men are men, women are women. Here's the thing with J.K. Rowling. More power to her. I agree with literally everything she says, and I love Harry Potter. I'm just going just, why are you just dying on this fucking hill? Like, who cares? She just, why has it become like a tenet of who's of her personality and who she is?
Because she's a boomer. It's like, it's just boomer energy. They can't even help themselves. It just comes out.
Just, who cares? Like, yes, you're right. Obviously, you're arguing with crazy people on the internet, but she comes off as crazy. What is that saying where it's like, I think it's in an Eminem lyric as well.
Lose yourself in the moment.
Rather yourself out.
Mom spaghetti. What is this?
Vomit.
Something about that. I don't remember. But you can't fucking tell who is who.
See who she gave hit to first. That's the one. Carson Daly and Fred Durst. See who she gave hit to first. That's
these
Gryffindor
pills,
versus
these pills, blah, blah, blah. Purple pills.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't remember what it was, but it was a very smart fucking point.
Nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead.
He's left in your basement. No, I'm just saying she's coming off as a crazy person because it's just like a point that's like, yes, obviously. What are you arguing for? Who are you even arguing with?
If she never said that, you know a Dumbledore would be like a category in gay bars, right?
Yeah.
Like old bearded gay dude. Like, oh, he's a Dumbledore. He's going to turn you into a fucking wizard.
So, like, who's a Dumbledore? Like, is, like, Anderson Cooper old enough to be a Dumbledore?
I'll tell you who a fucking Dumbledore is. I just ran into him on the street. I forgot to bring this up. Wayne Rada. I ran into him two blocks down.
Today. Yeah, I love Wayne.
Yeah. He's that's a Dumbledore with his beard.
Oh, yeah, why? He's got a big beard now?
Yeah, but he bought the old UCB.
He bought it?
Did he?
Yeah, he's turning into an art gallery. I am not.
That's hilarious. He's still destroying comedy somehow.
And making
how is it possible?
He's still making safe spaces unsafe for women.
That's crazy.
One gallery at a time.
Wayne is, I have a ton of respect for Wayne because he's the ultimate.
It's where I met you.
Scam artist.
I met you.
I was going to say, hustler.
But Wayne, yeah. Wayne, no, look, I don't know. I don't know anything about Wayne.
Wayne has so much hustle.
Says so much hustle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, but if Wayne is in the art world, anything like he was in the comedy world, he is siphoning money into his own gay bank account. And he's fucking.
His gay bank account. I love that. It's a vault full of glitter.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I love Wayne. Yeah. I think he's doing very, very well in the art world. So good for him.
Yeah.
I'm sure we should get a fucking NFT scam going with Wayne. I'm sure we can fucking do something.
Milk it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to publicly say this. If you ever catch me selling NFTs, I have to say this publicly because if I get tempted all the time to sell NFTs. People come to me regularly and they're like, oh, you need this fucking NFT all day long. But let me say this. If you ever catch me selling an NFT, I am a scam artist and I'm ripping you off. I have some other scam artist has gotten me to see the light. And I'm like, all right, dude, let's go fucking get these fans. Let's take it from them.
That's an NFT right there. Just what? That sentence 100%. You just said. That little rant. Yeah, exactly.
Someone wants to.
Are we going to NFT that? My anti-NFT rant?
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, cut that clip. We're selling it as an NFT.
Yeah, it's an NFT right there.
NFTs is going to be Lewis's final smashing.
Not fucking truthful.
He sees the walls coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's my final smash and grab is...
No fucking turds.
Marrying a rich chick, selling cars. This is my I'm gonna grow my hair out. It's gonna be the bowl around there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking grow my facial hair in. Get a job selling cars.
You're gonna
cars.
Look like Shel Silverstein.
I'm gonna look just like Shel Silverstein. I'm gonna marry a rich chick, start selling cars, and just live a happier life.
Why are you gonna have to sell cars if you've married a rich woman?
Because I'm gonna have to work for myself. I'm not a fucking piece of shit. But our combined income is gonna
let
have
yourself
a
be kept. What if she it's hires... actually really nice. Right? No, it actually feels really good when you have no options and someone has to take care of you all the time.
Being a hot chick rules.
Yeah, man.
It gets lonely at the top.
Can we see what Roald Dahl looks like, please?
Roald Dahl. Yeah, buddy.
Oh my Christ.
Oh my God.
Yeah, buddy.
They're all pedophiles.
He looks
huh?
like he touches kids. Yeah, they all do.
Yeah, didn't they say that about Lewis Carroll as well? The guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland?
Wow.
That Alice was like a little girl that he was writing the book for.
No. Oh, that's so creepy.
And he really wanted her to get bigger now.
Dude, Roald Dahl looks like a goddamn pedophile.
Yeah, no shit.
Is there any children's author that doesn't look like
the guy who arranges pedophiles?
Yeah.
You know, like the guy's like, what do you want? I got 15? Too old?
All right. You know who I want to see now? R.L. Stein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen this before.
Oh, I know what R.L. Stein looks like. Because can I tell you why?
What?
First of all, he's not as creepy as you think he's going to look. But he was the host of the Goosebumps show, and he had no personality. Pull up R.L. Stein like hosting Goosebumps, because he comes out and he's like, "Hi, I'm R.L. Stein," like a fucking nerdy author, and you're like, "Why wouldn't you just hire or get a puppet like the Crypt Keeper from fucking HBO?" I'm like, "Oh, welcome to fucking blah, blah, blah." There's no reason to have this dweeb.
Do you remember those books, Scary Stories to Read in the Dark?
Of course, yes, of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Tell in the Dark. Who was that off?
Fucked me up.
That shit fucked me, dude.
There he is.
The spider awesome. And the lady. The spiders and the lady's
everything.
Face.
Yeah, everything fucked me up in that book.
Yeah, that looks like that clock.
R.L. Stein. I write the Goosebumps.
Hello.
In a few minutes, you're going to see one of my favorite stories.
I'm a fucking dweeb.
The Haunted Mask is a frightening Halloween story about a girl named Carly Beth. The horror begins when Carly Beth puts on the evil haunted mask.
This is actually a fucking scary ass.
This is actually scarier.
I know. Are they? They're redoing or they're remaking Goosebumps, right? They're relaunching it. Because the problem is when you go back and watch it now, that episode in particular is fucking scary as fuck, dude. Right? This girl, she gets a mask.
It's the little girl with the green like goblin mask, right?
She steals a mask and she puts it on her face, and then like her punishment or curse is the mask becomes her face. Yeah. And it's kind of like, I was watching with my son. My son's super uncomfortable with it. He's like, "This is fucked up, Dad. We need to stop." But the technology's not great. The mouth doesn't move when she's talking in the mask. It's just not great. So they could do it in a much better way now, I'm sure.
He looks like the actor from City Slickers. One of the ice cream dudes.
Oh, I follow
who's
you.
The Jewish guy? I know who you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about?
The one, not me, not Zero Mostel.
Yeah.
Or Josh Mostel, his son.
You remember the movie... Wait, what was it? The John Cusack movie where the little girls would do like they were doing this shit and they get slapped on the back and they get stuck like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where he shoots the fucking thing into the boat?
Well, yeah. One Crazy Summer, maybe.
Is that where they have a boat race?
Yes. Yeah,
like that's the thing that happens?
Yeah. You just like the Joel Murray, isn't it? Not Bill Murray.
I don't remember anything about this movie. I just remember that there's a boat race. Here's what I remember. Okay. Well, yeah. I'll tell you everything that I remember about this movie. Okay.
Go.
John Cusack gets into some shit. He's not good at basketball. At one point, they're trying to shoot hoops. His friend is acting like a basketball hoop.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Keeps on getting hit in the face with the basketball, and the bully's like, "Oh, let's have a shooting contest, and we're going to use your nerdy friend as the basketball hoop." They're shooting it at him, and he has to stand there. Then there's a thing there where they have to go into town. There's a boat race, big boat race. Somehow they take the rich kid's Corvette and turn it into their boat. Which is crazy. Yeah. I mean, the fact that they're able to get that done in like a day, it's kind of unbelievable now.
And it's not Bobcat Goldthwait. It's Booger from Nerds.
Maybe,
that dude.
Maybe. Booger could have been there. Bobcat could have been there too. Then I remember at one point during the boat race, their sail comes undone, right? And the only way that they can get their sail back up is way at the top of a pole. There's a little loop.
To get the, he's got to shoot it.
He's got
to
get the little ball with a rope. And he's got to get it in there. And it's John Cusack who sucks at fucking shooting basketballs. Yeah. But this cocksucker nails the shot. They fucking pull up the thing. They go on to win the boat race.
And Bobcat is in it.
And Bobcat is there cheering them on.
Because he's the one who's like, "Did they hit you?" And then he's the one who turns the Corvette into the fucking car. And the boat, yes!
We just stole the plot of that movie.
Bam!
Is that what, One Crazy Summer?
Do you want to see the trailer?
I would love to see the trailer. I want to watch this movie so bad.
Oh, it's Demi Moore! Get the fuck out of here!
A hot young Demi.
She's hot now.
Demi.
Shut up. She's not hot now.
You don't think so? You don't think she's a hot old lady?
Definitely mine.
Is that Metzger right there?
Trust me. Excuse me, guys, looking for this?
It's a legion of skanks chasing this guy.
Joel Murray.
What is this? Oh no, they knocked over their bikes, which was a pause. That was a very big deal in the 80s, in the realm of 80s bad guys.
Yep.
If you knock over their bikes into each other.
Fox tail.
No. Stop parking them next to one another, I'd say.
Dominoes, you morons.
Every time.
What are we going to do?
We're your friends.
Run, Max. Get us out of here. Go, go, go.
Hurry up. They're gaining on us.
Oh, you think so? You're driving that piece of shit in the Harley Davidson.
George, the pleasure's all mine.
Would you watch where you're going?
Nice to meet you. You smell like patchouli. You know she does.
What, you think we're driving in Nantucket? Come on, it's an island.
never mentioned any boats. I hate boats. I'm not getting on any boats.
I beg to differ.
This is the trailer?
Yeah, dude, trailers gave you way too much subtext for no reason. You're like, relax, make me want to see the movie.
God, I wish I would have just gone in the water. End of the movie.
First of all,
right,
nobody's wearing a seatbelt. They all would have just gone straight through.
Look, he went for it anyway.
Also in 80s movies, bad guys love to overrun fucking
things.
All you gotta do is just fucking stop real short. Bad guy will go straight into a truck
every
full of shit.
Time, dude.
They don't know about formation. Well, they could have split up this way and that way and just handled it like that.
Dude, very often they crash into each other, the two bad guys.
Yeah. Constantly, like they can't see it.
They could have just let the good guys run themselves out and just walked over. Like, fuck you.
That car is out of gas.
Doggy, that movie, they didn't show anything from the movie.
I don't think that was the trailer.
I think that was just the scene.
That was the scene, yeah.
It listed One Crazy Summer official trailer.
No, that's way hilarious of it.
I clicked there.
No, there wasn't even like In a World.
Scenes. No, there wasn't.
Or the title of the movie, which is probably pretty.
I said, do you want to try a different one?
I do, kind of. Yeah. In a World.
Here, this one has the title.
One Crazy Summer.
One
Crazy Summer. Uh-oh. For John Cusack.
He sucks at basketball, dude. For Demi. Look how many times he missed.
Go. Like the soaked hitchhiker.
Oh, dude, now, by the way,
pause
it. If you fucking soaked that dirty hitchhiker, she would stink like fucking garbage.
Yeah.
You don't want to get a hitchhiker wet.
Soaking her with road water would clean her right off.
No,
it would
I don't
be
think
an improvement.
So.
I don't think it would improve her condition.
Getting a dog wet. Oh, you know what? You got to get shampoo, soap, rinse it out, let it dry.
Yeah, you know how black people say white people smell like wet dog? That's from bitches like that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Black people say that about us?
Yeah, that we smell like wet dog.
Let's see what they say about you.
Wait, Road Water's a great band name. It's like an early aughts, like Road Water.
Iconic already. Yeah. It's a classic for a reason. Yeah.
Let's see.
One slightly strange babysitter.
Sorry! That kid's gonna die!
It's going to be one crazy summer.
That's when he took the fucking chainsaw to the Corvette.
Yeah.
To turn into a boat.
Dude, you cannot. I don't know anything about engineering. I know nothing. Almost nothing about even doing slight alterations on a vehicle. But I'll tell you, you cannot turn a Corvette into a boat with a chainsaw. It's fucking impossible.
Tell the 80s, bro. Everything was possible in the 80s. That's where this fucking that's how this country became great. Right.
In the writing room, nobody said, like, hey, guys, I said there's an inconsistency here. But retarded Bobcat Goldthwait is a retarded man, and he's going to simply carve a boat out of a Corvette. It makes no sense.
Well, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward to me.
You guys ever meet Bobcat?
I did. He directed Robert Kelly's special.
He's awesome.
Cellar. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He still will occasionally do the voice, and you're like, there it is.
All right.
But he's also funny as fuck.
Hell yeah.
But also, even with that voice, Chainsaw would not be able, because that's my favorite part, is he chainsaws the Corvette.
I just feel like it's a pretty straightforward procedure. You chainsaw the Corvette and have you turn it into a boat. And I don't know, did the movie stutter?
What would you even do?
What's so confusing to you guys?
You put it in the boat. You chainsaw it up and put it in the bottom of the boat.
Part of it needs to be removed and it needs to be boated.
Yeah.
I feel like a chainsaw, it's like you're going in the opposite direction. You don't need more holes in the bottom of that car. Water's getting in. You need to seal it. We need sealant. We need glue. Some paper mache.
No, it's like Michelangelo said, like you just carve away the pieces that aren't the boat.
It's also like that. How do they not? Is there? That's the other part.
That was beautiful and fucking scientific at the same time.
How are there not cops waiting at the end of the race, just being like, by the way, that we know you stole a car.
And made an illegal boat.
Made a boat. Illegal boat.
This is not a licensed boat.
Sorry.
First of all, this is grand larceny.
Yeah.
Make sure Byron puts a little bit of cream in. I don't know if he knows how to make my coffee. And also, I'm going to need Byron to also put more money in my meter by 12:10.
Okay. I love the Minion talk.
Also, weren't we supposed to watch a movie or some shit?
Byron does talk like the Minions from the movie Minions. That's actually how he speaks. I can't do an impression. Can somebody do a Minion impression real quick? Anybody?
Yeah, what's up?
Banana.
No.
Yeah, banana. Yeah, thank you, Zach. That's how Byron talks.
Papaya. People love the Minions.
They're cute.
Love
they're
the
cute.
That's a goofy. Good should I ever heard?
See? Loves the
I would pay. You know what? I don't even know if I'd watch it.
Is Brian trying to figure out how to make coffee?
Lewis, you would make such a good minion. Just with your glasses and a little goatee would be such a good minion.
Dude.
No, if you paint me yellow, I'm going to look like Homer Simpson. I can't do it.
What if your next iconic glasses are a goggle?
Just like a minion goggle? Just one of the solo ones in the middle? Oh, boy.
I got a pair of blue blockers, the Vipers.
Mm.
I think
you
crush those. Just pull them up. The blue blocker Vipers, dude.
I'd love to see them.
They're like they're blue blockers attempt to be Oakley. You know, the cool shit.
Yeah.
Sunglasses are, I suck.
I tried to be cool with blue blockers. They look, first of all, blue on me. And also, they like bring out the blue of my already blue skin. And.
Yeah, baby. Look at these bad boys.
Ooh.
Fishing glasses, basically.
This is a boomer boat.
Boomer boat glasses.
So these glasses, I bought them on Amazon. These are Ray-Bans. And
the ones you got on?
Not
the ones
to brag.
That I have on. And they're, I was like, all right, I'll get the gold rim clear. You know, so this will be my style this summer. It'll be nice. But these are not clear.
They're slightly tinted.
They're trans. They're not transitional, are they? Those are humiliating.
When I...
Man. Why would you say that? Leveled you, bro.
Because first of all, they give people too much information about what you've been doing. Like when you see me inside, I don't want you to know anything other than you just saw me outside. Not that my glasses are telling you I was just outside. Too much data already.
That's you being paranoid and crazy. This is some Israel talk.
I'm a private person.
This is the way that this. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, dude.
No.
I talk to a Pakistani. They're not talking this way, dude.
I'm a private.
They're just
person
happy to be out there.
Loves discretion. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
So my glasses.
Transition
why
glasses.
Is he calling me Pakistani? Oh.
I don't even know if that's what that means, but what happens is if I'm outside in the sun, they turn into sunglasses.
Oh, no.
They get dark.
Oh, no. I'm sorry you did that by accident.
And then when I'm inside, they're clear. Now, so they've been a little charged by the sun right now, so I think that's why they have a little bit of tint now.
Well, that's the problem. They get stuck halfway. They're like, it's like half hard, like...
You're wearing a limp dick on your face. What's that, a chub?
That's what gets embarrassing. Yeah, because then they get stuck in this like haze zone.
A semi. Jesus Christ.
These are fucking cool.
Yes.
When I found out that they did that, I was like, why are my glasses sunglasses right now? These were clear moments ago. Then I realized, I looked it up and I was like, they're bio-fucking-whatever-schmegma.
It's like watching my own father discover transition glasses.
You have to take bio-schmegma.
They run the bio.
And rub them on both sides.
Bio-schmegma.
A little bit on the outside, dude. And you let it air dry.
Which bio-schmegma, by the way, great Road Water album. One of the best, dude. Fucking
it's the second album.
Yeah.
Every time it's the second album, it's the best album.
It's always the best, dude. Follow up. Bio schmegma.
Yeah,
rattle that shit right out.
We did move away from that, by the way. I wasn't wrong about the people that are all about the Ukraine or also about Palestine.
No, you're wrong.
I bet you that there's a lot more. I don't know.
A bet means I don't know, but I'm saying it now.
But I'll bet it because it's real ass.
Is that what's happening?
I know nothing about Palestine. I know nothing about Israel. I know nothing about Ukraine. I know nothing about Russia.
Why do you think that, though?
But if I had to guess, all of the fucking people that are like free the Ukraine are also saying free Palestine.
No. You're looking at one. That's not like that.
You're saying free Palestine.
No, I'm saying.
You're saying. You,
no, keep
you're
it enslaved.
Hellfire. Rain hellfire down
no,
on
I'm
Palestine.
Saying, no, no,
she's Jewish. She likes free anything.
I say here. Okay, look, to Zach's point, we now have a bunch of Palestinians. Okay, look, you don't just give Palestinians away. You know, it's bad business. No, I'm kidding. I'm pro Israel and pro Ukraine. Why is that so crazy? It's actually
I'm saying there's probably
one
more
and
pro
the same. It's one and the same. If you're pro the underdog Israel in one scenario,
so it's like a Rocky movie. Oh yeah, all right.
If you're anti Holocaust, which is a genocide, then you're anti whatever's going on.
Hold on. Which Holocaust?
Damn.
No. No, he didn't. Are you going to snake that one out when you get around to it? Okay.
No. Well, there's an Armenian one. There's a fucking Jewish one.
But when I say the, see, this is how you know that there are multiple.
This is why the Jews are where they're at in the world.
The Holocaust, you know exactly what the fuck I meant. And that question was to be, like, that question was for the podcast. But you already knew what I meant.
Has there ever been a larger Holocaust than the...
Not that's important.
The Holocaust?
Not an important larger Holocaust.
Well, I don't think they call the other ones, I think they just call the other ones genocides, not Holocausts.
Also, it was just
I think
like
the Holocaust is the only
it's
one.
It's just
of its
what
kind.
Happened.
Like, okay. So I'm sorry.
I
it's like Pepsi is a type of cola. I get what you're saying. The Holocaust is the Nike of genocides right. is the Holocaust. Yes, dude.
There is one.
Coca-Cola, Nike, Holocaust.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm understanding. I'm getting politics. Yeah, I'm finally understanding.
Branding.
Politics,
you're really dude. Branding here. Yeah. You're really. Yeah.
What are you saying, what? Shannon?
In the Holocaust, they were also branding.
Yeah. Get a button. Get the fucking button
going.
Yeah,
where's his button?
So in the Holocaust, the highest estimated number of deaths was 7 million. But there was another one called the Holodomor, which happened in the Soviet Union from 1932 to 1933. And the highest estimate is 7.8 million.
Wow. Yeah.
And in 1 year.
Can I say one thing? Can I just say one thing before you call me a Jew?
Dreidel.
The 7 million figure, I think that's the 7 million. It's like a 6 to 7 million figure for the Jews. But it was like a 12 million figure for people that they killed in general.
Oh, like gypsies and blacks.
And people who were like not smart enough and not hot.
If you had a glass to step
wait,
on
uglies,
right now.
Wait a minute. Uglies and not hots were also genocided?
Not hots, inferior.
Damn.
Dude, yeah. Like,
remember that,
not
remember,
funny,
remember
not
that
cool.
website? Hot or not?
Yeah, of course.
Hot or Nazi?
But that still exists, I thought.
Hotsy or Nazi really needs to be a website.
Oh, my God.
If you...
Hotsy or Nazi.
If that's not the title of this episode.
Well, that's Roadwater's third album. When they try to get funny, they try to team up with Weird Al.
Hotsy or Nazi.
They're teamed up with Odd Steve
Can
instead
I say,
of Weird Al.
Women are delightful, right? And I love women. Obviously, I love women.
Yeah.
Fucking... but...
We're listening.
I watched a video on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. It was taken from another subreddit. Apparently, this is an old video. I don't care if it's an old video. It gave me so much joy. I can't explain to you how fucking great this is.
Oh, the video we were talking about.
The video that we're going to watch right now.
Let's do it.
Now, it's about, or I guess there's two girls, and they are doing a Carolina Reaper Pepper challenge. Right.
Oh fuck, dude!
Have
my
you seen this video?
Clinched up.
These two really hot chicks are like young, maybe 21 year old girls, right? And they're wearing like sports bras
out of pain.
Sports bras, and like some dude holding the camera is just like, you know that he is like he's like, oh no, this will be great. Let's make some content, gals. And like, dude, it's just watching these girls react and just not like...
They're not prepared for it.
They're not prepared. Have you done a Carolina Reaper Pepper?
I did way worse, yeah. I did the
lollipop.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
What is that?
It's a 9 million Scoville lollipop.
Oh, huh.
And my strategy was keeping one side of the mouth, so I had one side of the mouth that wasn't awful.
Right.
But then I started drooling and I woke up with burns.
Jeez.
And my buddy
Christ
that did it with me took his hair out of his face and he got burns across his forehead.
No shit.
I felt like I was tripping. It was
really
insane.
Could you feel it going through your system? Like did it burn you gastro?
Yeah, I was done for the day. I couldn't do it.
How was your asshole? Like, how long did it take
it wasn't
for it
good.
To heal?
It was a bad couple days.
Okay.
Wow.
It really fucked me up.
Like, you know you're preaching to the choir. I get it.
It was a bad situation.
Yeah, I can't fuck with like really hot stuff like that at all. Carolina Reaper Pepper is one of the hottest peppers in the world, right?
It was the hottest pepper, but now there's like a crazy guy.
They keep engineering
who's
new
like
peppers.
Keeps breeding hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
Scorpion cock.
Yeah. No, there is
shit like that. You know?
It's that's Carolina Reaper, then ghost pepper, maybe. Then there's Scotch bonnets in there. Then scorpion, and now there's Pepper X.
Pepper X.
Pepper X is like
Pepper
the motherfucker
X.
Now.
Don't they? And they also cross them. So there's like Scotch Reaper. And it's like weed
scorpion,
now. Where like everything's a cross.
Scorpion Tate. I like your dead grandmother back and she'll haunt you. So hot, she'll go to hell.
I've gone to Carolina Reaper eating contest.
Satan's clit.
I, for a while, I was obsessed with watching those on YouTube. Yeah. Like
demon schmegma.
It's a bottle full of actual glass.
We'll kill children under 17.
The only thing that'll quench the heat? Some road water.
Yeah, road water.
Must be boosted.
Doggy, the only way to quench the heat is to karaoke road water first two albums.
Yeah, these are the hottest. Pepper X is the hottest one. Yeah. Skulls, Ghost Peppers.
It starts with the Ghost Pepper.
Oh, wow. Ghost is the beginning? I've always heard of that one.
Death,
like the
Spiral is one. Death Spiral?
Yeah. Man, I like to see you eat one and say Naga Viper.
Oh, yeah, I got the order wrong on those. I felt like Ghost was hotter for some reason.
Naga, please.
But I don't think that's an exhaustive list. I think there's others. I think there's a lot.
Yeah, this is just the hottest from Ghost.
The Apollo Pepper. It makes it feel like black people are booing you.
So hot you think you're bombing in Harlem.
A clown takes it off stage with a hook.
There's nowhere to go but off stage.
What actually is Naga? Because it's
Naga Viper.
I need him to go put money in my meter. Thank you.
Naga does sound like the next iteration of MAGA. Like, now America great again after eating pepper.
It's like it's people who support Trump.
Yeah. Eat this pepper. You no longer care about democracy. That's how hot it is.
I can't imagine what that does to your asshole, the sheer destruction.
No, if I eat something hot, when I shit, it comes out.
Upsetting.
Very hot. For some people, do they just process it and it doesn't come out hot?
I think so. It's bad. I think it's like that for everybody.
That's the thing that makes it not worth it. Because I'll eat I love hot sauce, dude. Nashville hot. Go down to fuck, dude. I'll do a good Nashville hot sandwich. Yeah, dude. Love it. But the next day, it's like, oh.
You ever hear of garbage bread?
Go on. No, but we're intrigued.
It's basically like you fill a loaf of bread with like beef, cheese, whatever you want, but then bake the bread. And then when you cut it open, it's just loaded full. Yeah, exactly. It's fucking delicious.
Sounds awesome.
Like a calzone?
Why isn't he
like
getting a calzone? My card? Yeah. What is he doing?
He's using his own money, I bet.
Is he using his own money? Does he have my keys?
Yeah.
Does he not know how any of this fucking works?
No,
is he retarded? Is it my deal?
I miss this place so much.
Am I dealing with a retarded person?
And it is
so
good to be home.
I don't even have his phone number to text him.
Oh, my keys were on the counter. Are they still on the counter?
Where's the other? Where's the other?
The good one, Andrea.
No, who am I? Dylan?
Dylan. Oh, no, not the good one.
Is he
Are my keys on the counter?
I don't see your keys.
Right. Okay, at least he took the keys. Can I be honest then, just before, because I feel like I got to get this off my chest.
Please.
The asshole burn, I kind of like it.
You like the asshole burn.
I know, dude.
It sounds like you have a really healthy asshole.
I think
then,
I do.
Because
I think
mine's faulty, and so one thing goes wrong, it's like a house of cards comes tumbling down.
Like I wish the rest
of
my
life. It's like a bunch of motorcycles being crashed into each other.
That's just the hemorrhoids around your asshole.
Yeah, dude, it's
just folding. Yeah, I have a very functional asshole. If my entire body functioned like my intestinal system, I'd be a fucking mega genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not into
superhero.
It.
Superhero.
Well, all right, so these girls.
Oh, yeah.
They do it. They do it. And their
reality hits them hard.
Oh,
from what I remember.
I'm already.
I mean, it's as bad as you think it could be for these girls.
When was this?
Look how hot. Look how. First of all, the one on the left is a fucking smoke show. You should never stop on the shot because blonde girl, I thought she was hot until you stopped on this shot. And she looks like she's a goddamn.
Well, she's talking.
She's
going to
be hot again.
Yeah, she is hot. As soon as she moves again. All right, she's hot again. Fine. She's just
Caroline,
not as hot as. Left one is so hot, though.
She looks like
they should have switched because your eyes read the picture left to right.
Yeah, right. Do you guys remember that actress, Brittany Snow, who was like such a little underrated hottie? She looks like her.
Yeah.
Pepper. These are the world's hottest peppers.
That quick?
Watch.
No, it's milk, girl. You want milk.
I just
Jesus Christ.
It's still burning?
Jeez.
She's just sitting here drooling.
Lay back.
Holy shit.
Lay back.
Are you okay?
No.
This is the end of every porn I've ever watched.
Holy hell.
Jesus.
I'm going to put it in the
You'd think it was anal. Girl, grow up.
This is not good. This is not good.
The Jersey mom.
You okay?
Oh, my God.
You feeling any better?
What the fuck is she wearing? What is she wearing?
An oxygen mask.
I thought it was a CPAP.
The funny thing is, no one in the house was smart enough to give them milk.
That not one is
every person in that house was so dumb that they were like, "Water doesn't work.
Water.
Try more water."
Stupid makes stupid. And Carolina
water makes it worse,
eaters,
right?
Makes it worse. Yeah.
Water. Carolina, yeah, you want milk and something with a high fat content.
Wow. So,
like cream, half and half.
I thought it was the lactose. It's not.
No,
the
it's
fat.
The cream. Or then sometimes you put salt on your tongue. It helps a lot
really?
Too.
Yeah. They say bread too now.
Yeah, that can help. Anything that'll like
spoken like someone who hasn't eaten bread in five days.
Yeah. Bread can help, right?
Is
rice,
bread okay?
Macaroni and cheese.
Like this was like 10 years ago. There used to be a thing called Spicy News that they did out of Portland, which is basically just you ate a pepper and then read the news.
Yeah, that's what Hot Ones is now. Right,
right? Yeah, yeah. And it was at Bridgetown, and I was walking to go do it. And my mom called. She never fucking calls me. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, bad news. But it was just a random ass day. She was calling, hey, just seeing what you're up to. And I tell her what I'm going to do. And she basically goes nuclear mom mode. She's like, do not fucking do this.
Wow.
Because I grew up with a heart murmur. And she was like, this might fuck your whole god. You might have a goddamn heart attack.
Wow. So you didn't do it?
I didn't do it. Yeah.
Wow. Because
my mom was basically like, I will fucking fly to Portland and rip that goddamn. I'm like, that's impossible.
She loves you.
You're
so
not
going
to get here in time. But she talked me out of it. I don't think I would have actually have a heart attack. But
probably not. But that's a good
mom. But I feel like it's not impossible.
Nah, she's like, you had a heart murmur.
Zach, when I watch you do yours, you drank a milkshake. Was this because you wanted a milkshake?
No, it's the fat content. No. It's something that's kind of like a fat content thing.
Yeah.
It was brutal, dude. I really legitimately felt like I was on acid.
What did you eat? Was it the chip or the pepper?
It was a lollipop.
Oh, it's a lollipop. That's right.
You look at it. It's
that's
called right, Satan's right. Toe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I fucking, those girls, that, I, and I mean, am I sick? Am I sick that I can, and I mean this?
That you came immediately?
Can masturbate.
No, because
can
it's,
I can,
it's, can I be real ass?
Because they're hot and they're in not, it's not like real pain where they're going to die. They're just in hilarious pain. And it's just, it brings me joy. And it kind of turns me on a little bit. I can't explain to you why.
I can explain to you why. And can I be like a tiny bit real ass on the show?
You know what? We'll do it with that.
Rattle me in. Okay. It's time to get real ass. You're really setting people up to fail with that intro.
You better get real ass.
Okay.
Don't say you're going to get real ass unless you're about to get real ass.
Oh my God. Okay. My mistake. I did it twice now. Okay. This is hot. This is the exact, except for the chip, this is the porn I watch. Exactly that. I like it where, everybody's going to judge me. It got really quiet. I like it where it has to be consensual, obviously, because otherwise it's a crime, but it kind of looks like maybe not so much fun is being had on one end. Like, I like when it looks like a problem.
Oh, you like it when it looks like the girl she signed up for, she's being paid, but you can tell she's not actually enjoying it.
And
she
she's
didn't know
doing
she was
going
to be in a full Nelson. She knew it was going to be rough, but she didn't know he was going to, like, do wrestling.
Well,
moves.
Yeah,
right.
If you ever watch,
I like where the girl immediately goes, oh, I'm not going to like this.
So you like there's a specific category of porn, which I'm actually truly not into.
Painful.
OnlyFans?
Well, it's not just painal, it's like it'll be like throat fucking, but they're really violent with the girls. And
yeah,
the girls
like
are like, you can tell, like the girls essentially, they sign up for it and they go, like, they know they're gonna get the shit beat out of them. They're getting paid extra for it.
Yeah.
And there's a safe word, and I'm sure they stop in the middle of it at times, but it literally looks like these girls are having the worst time. Wait, my dick just moved. Sorry, never mind. I do like this. I apologize.
My favorite professional porn star. So I'm like not into professional porn really. I like just like seeing people do what they do. But my favorite girls are the ones who like really get into that and like are like it. Like a Sasha Gray type, you know, who like elevates like rough sex to an art and like she's super into it. There's this chick called Goth Charlotte. Have you ever heard of her?
Yeah.
She's the hottest person I've ever seen in my life. I think she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And she's like that. She likes
Goth Charlotte.
Yeah. So she's
not into the name, not gonna lie to you.
But if you but
it's her God given name.
It's the girl.
Yeah.
Gothandra.
She's the hot.
She's hot. Yeah, sure.
She's a smoke. Look, get a picture of her in like her full get up, like latexy. Like she's the shit, and she's into all that stuff. Like for real. Like she
that's
just likes.
Much.
She likes the abuse. You don't even know.
The site Lou's trying to think of. Facial abuse.
Yeah,
the really abuse. Rough one.
Yeah, I do. Because I like things I don't do. Right. So like that would hurt my feelings. I like the idea of it, but it would hurt my feelings if someone was really that. Yes. Sure. She's my girl.
Yeah, very hot.
Isn't
she?
All right,
I like the kind of porn where people just stare at each other till they come. staring
like
contest.
Scanners?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's called soul porn.
But you don't actually, but they wear gray sweatpants, so you just see the cum. You don't actually hear them.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoDelta.com. They make the best Delta 8 THC products available in the world. And if you're over the age of 21 years old and you like to get high, why not do it legally and less expensive than your regular old run-of-the-mill weed?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research for you guys, and I got to tell you, these work and should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, right now, just go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of all the Gas Digital Network shows, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS, and you're going to save 25% off your already affordable order. Once again, that's promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. Okay, where were we?
Let's see. There's a prostitute in Queens who is...
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you calling her right now? What's happening?
There's a prostitute in Queens who's going to serve 30 years after killing her clients with fentanyl and robbing them.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Toit or Noit. Is this prostitute Toit? Let's see her, Shannon.
Okay.
I got to see more.
Yeah, that's it.
She's not Toit.
She's 43.
Not so Toit. Never mind. You know what? Noit.
No, I feel like that works Noit. In our favor.
Noit. She is Noit.
Noit.
Yeah, I feel like this picture comes with a text from Lainey that's like, do you want to have her on your show? She's good on podcast. She's promoting a new line of fentanyl.
The number of times Lainey said.
A new line of fentanyl.
Can you tell Lainey that we... I don't want to have conversations with hookers. It's, no offense. They're just not my cup of tea.
The number of times Lainey's been like, I know this isn't your lane, but if you wanted to, you have my number.
Oh, to be a hooker?
You could make a lot of money. Like, look, my parents are alive and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Wait, who's Lainey?
Lainey
the
is...
The whore wrangler.
No. She's like a PR lady for sexual
I'll
people.
I'll do it. I'll put out somebody out there.
This one's worse.
Like oh, players. No, that's not good.
She ain't got no arms.
No.
Where's your fucking arms, bro?
That's a category that I would...
Where's your arms, bro?
It would make her hotter. If she was armless, it would genuinely make her hotter. Yeah. Because then it would be something that's kind of unique. But you know what, dude? Her body's pretty Toit for somebody with no arms.
Yeah. Those pants are very fentanyl-y. You know,
why does it look like the person who took this photo is fading out on fentanyl? Shannon, so what's the story
the perpetrator
here?
Fentanyl described as armless and dangerous.
Fentanyl doll. You do fentanyl, she reads you a real doll novel.
So since the summer of 2019, she has been she's been working, but she's working with high-end clients, and then she's been fatally drugging them with fentanyl and the date rape drug GBL. And so far they found out that four of her clients died, including the head chef from Cipriani. And
Cipriani.
Okay.
And so, they sentenced her to 30 years for killing them, and her family is trying to fight it and saying she doesn't deserve to do that much time. She killed four people.
Yeah, these are guys who frequent hookers.
Can I ask a question, Shannon?
Yeah.
Is she claiming the deaths were accidental and she was just trying to knock them out for a long time?
Yes. Yeah. Her intention wasn't to kill them. It was
well,
to knock
here's
them
the thing.
Out.
After two,
you adjust the formula.
You gotta learn your math.
Also, isn't 30 years a little light? That's less than 10 years per dead dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 7.5 years per.
Maybe
dead
Maybe it's
dude.
Manslaughter each one, and that's why it's lower. But they are. The chef, the other guys are not identified, but here's a picture of the chef. And they found his body in the garbage.
Ooh,
so she just disposed of him.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
fuck
that's
that,
a
dude.
Bad look. You'd think more than 30 years maybe for
she
that.
Should, yeah.
Dude, chefs go hard.
Yeah, chefs are out of control.
Yeah, chefs know how to party.
Yeah.
Chefs, bro. That's, yeah.
Dude, how great must have fucking partying with Bourdain been when he was going?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was.
Coke nights with Bourdain must have been the shit.
That's a great Roald Dahl novel.
Every time you go over his house, he's
with Bourdain. Nice with it's about a little girl who is fast asleep.
I don't know anybody who cooks well. Like, we're like, where you go over there and they start fucking like mincing shit like the right way.
Well, that's because we don't do it like that. They do it like that in Europe. Like, they know how to like mince their drugs better. Europeans.
Oh, I'm not talking about drugs.
Oh,
I'm talking about food.
We're trying to be wholesome over here.
I don't
here.
Cook. All I know is about mincing coke on plates.
Fucking junkie. Holy shit.
Someone we know who works in restaurants said that
I'm Julianning my heroin.
That no, that the dessert chefs were the ones who were responsible for cutting lines in the restaurant.
Oh, I bet.
That the dessert chefs are the ones that are like experts. Yeah.
Excuse me, could someone give me, can I flambe this opium?
Yeah. I was like, Karen, you're supposed to.
Don't cook. I thought I too, and I just checked out for just enough time to miss the miss the part where it's actually about cooking. Which I don't do for the record.
This is a crack rock stuffed with an opium gem, stuffed with a bump of blow.
I want to make it clear that I don't cook and do drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I well, you know, it's funny. There's a lot of the tools that you find in a kitchen you use for drugs, like scales and fucking blow torches. My blowtorch can be used for dabs or for creme brulee. Doesn't matter.
Fair.
You do one after the other. You take a dab, and then while you're holding in the dab, you creme brulee
to
yourself.
Yeah.
Dude, I
creme brulee yourself.
Kitchen staff people are fucking the wildest because a lot of them have been through actual life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot, like, it's a lot of times where it's like, oh, this is your third chance at life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you've seen some shit.
It's like a felon, a burn survivor, and like a someone who's
they're,
got one
they're
testicle.
All fucking super interesting people. Yeah, yeah, like I
it's
love
also
that
like there's so much like just the restaurant and nightlife industry. Like, everyone's just getting fucked up and drunk and fucking each other.
Yeah,
and they're all like, their night starts at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I grew up in New Orleans, and my family has a catering business. So I grew up around like,
you're like, oh, we were fucking
when I was like 13. We me and my aunt fucking Pat, dude, just throwing Molly back when it was called ecstasy before we forced it to choose a gender.
Before it got different pronouns.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Back in the day, me and my aunt Pat just ripping down fucking lines of was it Special K? Back when it was called
what's
life.
The K? It's special. That's right.
All right, so we got to give you guys a sport watch update. So as of right now, I got him a lamp for downstairs, so it's not. It's for he's blind. I'm not going to feel bad because he's living in darkness when he's blind. Okay,
Sport
is Lois's dog.
Oh, okay.
It's like elderly ailing dog that's being kept, by the way, separate from the rest of the house in downstairs in like a basement dungeon.
No, he's he's got run of the lamp.
How old is Sport?
I'm kidding.
17. So he has to be downstairs.
Sport.
Because
he's incontinent.
Will no longer. He'll just poop or pee.
When he's got to go, he's going to go.
He's just going to go.
Respect.
Now, he's not living and shitting on himself. He's like, but he'll get up and he'll just poop where he wants to poop. He'll pee where he wants to pee. Yeah. So I had to put him in the. I just took him back from my son's mother, which let me make it clear because she's getting mad at me. She's like, hey, you keep on posting all these photos. People should know. I took care of this dog for the past 7 years. I was like, cool. She took care of the dog for the past 7 years, everyone.
Yeah. You
people
posted a
should
picture.
Know. I posted a picture of Sport and she got mad at
you
me.
You posted a picture of like you
holding him like a baby.
And Matt Maron, you were kissing the dog, and Matt Maron texted it, screenshot and texted it to me. He goes, oh, it's so nice to see you guys are back together.
That's pretty funny. So seven years
with this.
We split up, and once we split up, she kept the dog and the child. And she's been taking care of, but she was ready to give up on him and put him down because at this point he is old and he's a stinky dog. His butt is making some weird smells and you know, it just is what it is, but he's not sick. He's still feeding himself. He's still going to the bathroom. He's just old as fuck. He's an old man.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a Dumbledore.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm taking him. And now he's been living at my place and we had to put him downstairs because he will just pee or poop on my carpet. And I can't have that. That's fucking crazy, you know? So what I've done now, and they're coming today, I've ordered doggy diapers.
I'm wearing one right now.
Doggy diapers.
Calls everybody doggies, talking to me. I poop and pee when I want.
Yeah.
So can I give this read in the camera? I poop and pee when I want. Doggy diapers for friends of Louis J. Gomez.
Doggy, he's...
Diaper.
Brought to you by Doggy Diapers.
He makes me drink cold brew and do 5 hours on a podcast. Doggy. I gotta shit.
He's... Because now, like, we're hanging out upstairs. Like, well, we're watching a movie. Here's the other thing is he's very energetic, but he doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. So he's just like... Like, if you just pick him up, he'll just keep on walking like he's walking.
So he's almost deaf, almost blind.
Almost blind.
And he has dementia.
He has dog dementia, and he's incontinent, and he's got a weird asshole bag.
And you don't think it's time?
What if you were like, a wolf man that turned into that kind of dog? Like, whenever there's a full moon, you turn into a 17-year-old senile fucking... What kind of dog is it? What kind of dog is he?
It's a Jack Russell.
Oh, my God. So he's little... Tiny
he used to have so
guy.
Much energy,
with attitude.
But I'm excited now because now I can fucking bring him up and he can click around the living room while I'm watching a movie, which is great.
So if he did turn into a human, he'd be like a sassy old gay dude. Be like, we used to stand out here and throw rocks at the cops,
with ripping a gaping down fences asshole. And hedges. His asshole has been unelastic for years.
People are saying kill the dog in the Race to Live chat. Guys, he's not ready for death.
No, nice. They're
Sport,
right.
Sport, or Zach, have you met him? Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm saying, do you think Sport's ready for death?
No, man, not if he's still, excited when you give him good food,
yeah,
that means he's got something.
Make it to 20.
I have these little like beef sticks, right, that are like treats for him, right?
Yeah.
And I give it to him, you know what he does?
What?
He goes with it.
He's ready to go.
Like he's like he's ready to fucking.
And that's him going. I don't want to be alive.
No. That's him. He's tearing into it. He's going like when he was younger. He'd fucking like he's tearing a rat's head off. But this is his own version of that. He just goes.
Listen.
Then it falls out of his mouth, and I have to pre-chew it for him and spit into his mouth like a bird.
Fans of Real Ass Podcast, be prepared to Weekend at Bernie's Sport when he dies. Just look, he's still running. He's still running for his beef sticks.
So funny.
He's still pooping his diapers.
I have two of his paws tied to my foot. Yeah. Zach has two of his paws tied to his other foot. Yeah. We're running with him.
Look at Sport. There's so much poop in his diaper.
Because you're running so much faster than me.
Oh, he's just playing. He's just playing.
His legs tear off his body because he's decomposing. When is Bernie going to start decomposing, by the way? They made two movies, but you know what I found? I just watched Weekend at Bernie's 1 and 2. Both watched both of them. Weekend at Bernie's 2. So Weekend at Bernie's takes place. You think Weekend at Bernie's 2 is like, oh, we're, you know, a couple months later or whatever. Weekend at Bernie's 2 is Monday, doggy. They pick up right where they fucking left off.
Oh, I've never seen Weekend at Bernie's.
I found 2 to be unwatchable.
I got to be honest with you. Holds up.
Weekend at Bernie's holds up.
Really funny. Really funny.
It's hilarious.
Number one.
How do they kill him with like an injection to the ass, right? Something like that. Like
a drug dealer kills him.
Yeah, right. Before fentanyl was fentanyl, they used fentanyl.
Yeah. All right.
They probably wasted heroin on him.
Can't wait for the remake.
Are they doing a remake now?
No, but now it's starting to start the rumor.
That'd be a great reboot.
What if it was Bernie Mac?
Another Weekend at Bernie Mac.
All right, where are you, mother world?
With his real corpse.
There's two younger comics opening for him.
They don't
gotta keep him alive, or we're gonna lose this gig. They're trying to work the funny bone.
Y'all motherfuckers gotta beat your kid.
This week at the Stardome in Birmingham, Alabama.
Doggy. All right, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been a fun show.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating, folks. It's almost like you're
got
sleeping.
Got podcast puss.
Guys, you know how I love when you sweat, girl. Thank you guys so much for watching today's show. We'll be back on Friday, maybe? Something, Shannon. It might be a best of on Friday. What?
I just feel bad to then have to cancel guests.
Who are the guests?
It's Aaliyah Janine and Joe DeRosa. I think it'd be fun.
I'm kidding. I'm not back here.
I will be on a plane.
Alright.
Zach will be on a plane. So if you want to do the show without me and Zach. Okay.
You should have guest hosts, but they have to guest host as you guys.
We could. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Like how how WWF brought in a new Razor Ramon and a new
Diesel. Yeah.
Can we hire a fake Luis J. Gomez and a fake Zach?
Yeah. Trying to think who does it. Oh, what if we make Robbie Goodwin and Mike Figgs be you guys?
Does this network need more of them?
Really,
is this network not saturated with
that will really
Robbie
be
and Figgs?
That will really
best of it is.
That'll make people really upset if Robbie and Figs come in as me and Zach.
Don't they have 7 podcasts on this network now for some reason?
How upset will Figs have to be because they'll have to play Zach because he's fatter?
But don't tell DeRosa and just act like it's you guys.
Yeah.
Just let him be like, it's not you. I can tell. I drink a lot.
All right. Look, we're fucking out. We'll be back on Monday with a live show. And until then, have yourselves a great night. Peace.
That's all, folks.